yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to make people laugh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Office Hours Live. Nooners edition. That's right, Nooners. Where my Nooners at? Can you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Can I get a little more of my voice in this monitor here? Thank you.
Can I get a lot more of my drops in my monitor, please?
Shut up! Well, well, well. Look at this. You know what this is like, Doug?
What?
This is the Beatles got their start at the Cavern with lunchtime shows.
Really?
That's all the girls would come to the lunch on their lunch break.
Were they eating lunch during the
no?
Beatles?
There were sandwiches provided for the audience, but this is like a early Beatles experience for people. With Pete Best. All right, well, my energy's very low.
Let's go!
And, but it's not about me, it's about you today. I've been on the road with this guy here for the past 2 weeks, or a week and a half, something like that.
I'm sorry.
You having a good time on the road, Vic?
I'm living it up. I'm in hog heaven. I'm in record hog heaven, going around everywhere, going to all the record shops. It's been really fun. So I don't know if you guys have any cool record shops here.
Which ones, guys? Which ones? Send Vic the good one.
Patadia. I like
Vic,
I'm writing these down. So.
Vic stays up real late on the bus.
Tower Records.
And he stays up real late with the musicians talking music, probably doing heroin or whatever musicians do.
Real late, meaning like after 10:30. You're a
sleeper.
Yeah.
I wake up one morning, and my bus routine is I get up, I go to the front of the bus where there's like a little... breakfast nook area, and I like to have my little morning cup of coffee and my little water, and just sit there and look out the window as we roll past the country. The other day, I get up in the bus and Vic is splayed out on the couch, fast asleep, snoring away.
What time was this? This was like
9 a.m. or something like that. But I didn't. That didn't stop me. I went about my business. Oh, you snored away. But the audience, you should see the crowds when Vic comes out.
Oh,
it's a big, exciting experience for you.
Like we go up and there's like so much, there's a lot of good energy, and like it's so fun with the music. I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
I have all this energy. So now I've been going out for walks in the middle of the night. Like I went around, St. Paul the other night. Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
I don't want to do anything after the show. I just want to stare at the wall.
Play and more.
I heard that if you take a bath, that's the way that rock stars calm down after a show. They take a bath.
Okay. We don't have a bath on the
get
bus.
Get a bathtub put in there.
Something did happen last night at the show that was so interesting to me and curious. By the way, hello to everybody watching at home. This is a live broadcast on the... Right, Matt, is that all working?
Oh, yeah.
We should test out the Zoomers and see if that works.
Say hi to somebody?
Yeah, see if this will be fun innovation.
Sean, you got something? Oh! Sean Higgins?
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, buddy.
Look at this, folks.
All right. Hey, so I wanted to share something with you in the audience, if that's all right. There's a competition going on. Top 10 Chicago yells.
Oh.
So I wanted to tell folks about it a little bit. A little bit of a story. Basically, back in June, some friends and I, we wanted to...
Wait, what am I, turkey dinner?
Oh, geez. Sorry.
And where the hell's your ceiling fan, man? Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's just this guy. Just this guy. Yeah, no.
Very
no
bad for air ventilation, circulation.
Yeah, we got that guy, but, you know. He helps. Yeah, not much of a ceiling fan situation up here in Michigan, unfortunately.
I want to hear the screams. But get to the screams again.
Do our best. We do our best. Yeah. But yeah, I won't waste. I won't spend too much time on the whole story. But basically,
too late.
All right. Yeah. You know, we're taking yells for folks. If people got a good yell, they wanna submit from Chicago. If they think they've got a fun yell.
You guys have a unified yell that Chicago people do? No. Yeah. Go Bulls! Let's get a Go Bulls. No more. No more. Yeah. All right, go back to your Call of Duty, dude. I don't want to hear you anymore.
Thanks, Sean.
No. All right. Well,
So he never got to the end of the point of his whole call, huh?
Oh, no.
That's fine.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, do you want me to?
What will we do?
Sean's still talking. How'd that happen? Oh, he said bye, Sean. Bye, Sean.
Are you just gonna dip the Sinatra Chicago song in without any fanfare? Are you just going to weave it in? I think that deserves a little more attention.
You guys want to hear it?
My kind of town, Chicago is.
No, I want to address something. So last night in Madison, there was a couple. Are they here? Do you know who you are? You're wearing a duck hat? Yeah, this guy right here. Get up here. Come here. I want to talk to you. This guy's in trouble. Somebody's about to get their very first office hours suspension. Get up here on the stage, motherfucker. Good, sit right there. Okay. What's your name now?
Charles.
Charles? Sure it is. So you and your, is that your wife or girlfriend? Or?
I'm just here with her.
You're just a friend?
Yes.
Okay. So Charles here comes to the VIP wearing this dumb as hell duck hat with a comedy hat. Hey, respect.
It came from a dead fella's house.
It came from a dead fella's house?
Yeah.
Okay. So Charles, very nice at the Q&A. I don't remember. You asked me a question. I don't remember what it was, but it was probably respectful. It didn't stick out to me as inappropriate.
Good.
There he is sitting in the second row, and I recognize him because he's wearing that fucking duck hat, right? And no issues during the stand-up segment. Stand-up segment's fine. The music segment starts. And, like, we do a couple of slow, kind of quiet songs, beautiful acoustical songs. And he's there chit-chatting with his friend, like, full volume. Oh. Just doing one of these, like... Fucking, and I'm... Listen. Yeah. And I'm just trying to... I don't want to ruin the show for everybody else. I'm just trying to be cool, trying to look the other way. And... You're chit-chatting away like you've never been in public before. And then... And then, folks, three or four songs in, they get up and leave. Disgraziato. So, no. I want to know what
That's
happened. Why did you leave?
She was hungry.
You couldn't wait? What... What? Wait, okay, now you gotta get up here. Goodbye, thank you.
Never met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make gloves, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story.
Principal Heidecker is in session. Vice Principal Heidecker.
The way that I met her was on tour.
How hungry must thou be? How hungry must thou be?
Please don't do this to me. I love you, Tim.
Well, that... I would just like an apology.
I'm sorry. I love you. I love the Trinity. I love everybody.
But why? You were so hungry that you couldn't make it another 40 minutes for the show.
I don't want to get into health issues right now.
Oh, okay. You've got health issues. Fine.
There, give me a hug.
Hello, band.
It really rattled me, though, because I was just like... VIPs who have traveled from where? Kentucky?
I like cucumbers.
Traveled from Kentucky and then leave during the music set. I'm like, well, that's it for me, I guess. I just... Nobody cares about little old Tim.
A little bit of salt goes on the ball.
Why don't we do the city of the day real quick?
The city of the day. City of the day.
That's what's more to say. Oh, that's all play. City of the day. The city of the day is sponsored by Tube Bottoms for Men. Attention men, are you sick of wearing wife beaters in this hot summer weather? Don't you wish there was a sexier option? Well, now there is. Introducing Tube Bottoms for Men. These seductive tubes wrap around your belly, beer belly, teasing lookers on and highlighting your orbed shape. Plus, they're not only eye-catching, but they're also practical. Cargo pockets, hammer loops, and barbecue sauce. Wiping. Sorry. Let me read this again. Hammer loops. Oh, okay. And barbecue sauce wiping patches are some of the options available. So come on, guys. Start turning heads and get yourself some Tube Bottoms for Men. Available at Bass Pro Shops and Big O Tires. Doug, you keep writing yay into these, and I don't want to read yay.
Can you just give me a yay? Come on.
Yay. And now, Doug and Vic will perform the Tube Bottoms for Men jingle that they wrote only an hour ago.
Tube Bottoms for Men. Tube Bottoms for Men. Tube Bottoms for Men. You can look real good.
Wow, you only wrote that an hour ago? All right, we have a very special guest.
Well, we got our city of the day first.
Oh, the city
right?
of the day. Ash Lynn? Gotta be Chicago, got no? It.
Oh, should Tim.
It be? No, I think it could be a Zoomer.
A Zoomer? Ash Lynn, what happened? Are you there?
Yeah, there I'm there.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello. Ash Lynn. I just Ash separated Lynn. It. To.
I love your fake house.
Thank you. This is Fraser's house.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. My city of the day is close to the fictional Fraser's house. It's Wenatchee, Washington. Yeah. Would you like
win
a fact?
Bocce ball. Win
George Washington. Well, George Washington.
It's Wenatchee is the original name, but everybody says Wenatchee.
Uh-huh. Who cares?
It's a little...
Isn't that cute? Isn't that nice?
So that's just like a little Midwest pocket of Washington State or something that all the Chicago people migrated to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's more, Midwest.
All right, well, you've just made the you just made the case that Vic's been arguing to get rid of the city of the day now for...
Let's go. Who's
very
next?
Well.
Well, thank you very much for calling in.
I do have a small joke, too.
Small jokes. We love small jokes.
What are Heidecker's favorite potato chip?
What are Heidecker's favorite? Well, there's the Tim's brand.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's what I have.
That's it?
Yeah, and then I got a nice crinkle for you, because I know you love crinkles.
Wow.
Bruh.
Don't... I wouldn't try that joke on unsuspecting people. I would very inside joke. Not really a joke. Not really a joke.
No, very small.
Yeah, very, very small.
Hey, Tim, what's Vic's favorite vapor rub?
Oh, Doug.
What brand?
But you
of,
can't
Doug.
Say the name in the setup.
What's Mr. We, Burger's
say
favorite?
Burgers. Mr. We, Burger's. There you go.
We've got a great product. It's Vic's Vapo Rub. It's like vapes that you can blow onto your kids to open up their sinus.
I thought a cape. I was thinking pen. Vic's capo rub. It's you. it's for the capo. Tim, I got you a gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bye, Ash.
I need a new hat.
You like hats? I got you a hat.
Oh, America's Scariest Motel, the Clown Motel.
Yes.
Yeah, you sent pictures of that. Or you posted. Do you have any pictures of that? You could send to Matt to show this fucking clown hotel.
I mean, speaking come of, on.
Let's look at. Well, we should bring up our
special
guest.
Yeah, let's bring him up.
You don't want to look at photos of
this guy. Is that. I think synonymous with Chicago more than even that Harry Carey. Is that his name? Right? That guy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Who else is from Chicago? That's it. Dennis France.
The band Chicago.
The band Chicago is not from Chicago, are they? It's a little on the nose. No, this guy is a legend, a genius, and from what I could tell, a pretty nice guy. Mr. Steve Albini, ladies and gentlemen. The great one.
Holy cow!
Wowee!
Holy cow!
Steve Albini, standing ovation for Steve Albini, I think. That's more like it.
Beth, Cubs win!
Play ball!
Need a mic tech here for you? Are you okay? You can take it off if you want to do that. You could do whatever you want.
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
How are the sound levels in here? Are you happy with the everything? How's it sounding? Should we put more compression on things or what? Less?
Know, everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, Mr. Albini, Steve, how many people here are so pathetic and ill-informed that they're not sure who this guy is? Is anybody
unbearable.
Here even not this? Yeah, of course. Look, who doesn't know? Duckhead, old Duckhead.
How about them cubbies?
I have a great friend, Brett Grossman, who is a veterinarian, but previously worked at one of Chicago's outstanding record stores, Reckless Records, with my wife, Heather Winn, and now then girlfriend. And they were friends. They used to go see movies all the time, and Brett Grossman carried with him at all times a duck call for heckling purposes.
Right.
And he was relaying this story at a barbecue the other day, and I was today is my birthday. I don't know if you've been informed. But
holy cow!
My good friend John Sanpaolo was at that barbecue and overheard the story of the duck call, and he gifted me with my own duck call. And so I now have a duck call, which I intend to carry with me for life for heckling purposes.
Well, you can't just show the duck call.
I've been working on a little piece.
Well, you'll be hearing that. The audience will be hearing that particular sound for many years to come in future broadcasts, I'm sure.
Ken Vandermark and I are going to be doing a set at the Hungry Brain later tonight.
I bet. Well, yes, it is notable that today is your birthday. It's an exciting day. We wanted to honor that and celebrate it, correct, Captain?
Yeah.
We wanted to just acknowledge that because it only comes once a year. Do we have somebody here that can help? We have no music? Wow, what an entrance.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday,
happy birthday,
Steve Albini. Happy birthday, Steve Albini.
Happy birthday, Steve Albini. Happy birthday, Steve Albini. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Steve Albini.
Happy birthday, Steve Albini.
Steve Albini, Steve Albini, Steve Albini, Steve Albini, Steve Albini.
All right. Want to welcome, what's your clown nomenclature? Rainbow the Magical Clown from Discount Clowns came in from
What kind of savings did you get on this one,
I don't know how
T?
To turn it on. Hello, hello.
I don't do wireless.
Oh. Can we get this to work? Oh, it is working. Here we go. There we go. There,
no. Yes. Okay, great. Okay. Oh, I'm the happiest birthday clown, most excited clown in town. Since Ron McDonald can't be around, I've come to sing to you. Whoa, whoa, I'm as happy as I can be. Come to sing to Steve, you see. Come to sing to Albini, I've come to sing to you. Now, Steve Albini, it is your day today. You are 60, happy birthday, I do say. Whoa, whoa, I'm the happiest birthday clown, most excited clown in town. Since Ron McDonald can't be around, I've come to sing. Clown calls to bring, come to sing to you. Come to sing to you. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir.
That was very thoughtful.
I have so much to say, but let us take a moment and allow Happiness the Clown. Thank you, Happy. What was it again?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. Thank you. See yourself. I have a theory. You want to hear my theory? The scheduled clown was not had an illness, and. Perhaps the woman doing the bookkeeping over here at Balloons and More got the last minute call up to duty. I don't know.
I don't know. I have been trying to think of like retirement career, like post career,
yeah,
occupational opportunities, and I'm seeing doors open.
Yeah, there's a low bar there. What a move to give me the her card. I mean. We've already scheduled the clown. Like we don't.
Can I show you a move that my good friend John Novotny does when he's given a business card from someone in conversation? Let's say we're talking about something and you hand me your card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, by the way, here's my card. Oh,
man, that's fantastic. I appreciate it.
I have a great. Let's see if I have it in my. I have. Tell me a little bit about. Like what you've been working on or something. Right?
Oh, I have a bunch of new projects coming up. Like most of next week,
cool.
I'm going to be...
Let me give you my card. It says nobody cares.
Checkmate.
I also got this phony vaccination card. It's like a...
Oh, that's from the CGC.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Let's play a game. We have a fun game that we love to play with. You know, certain people, this game really works well with. Some don't know what to do with it. Tom Sharpling kind of was the first that we used this game with. And you know Tom Sharpling?
I do.
Yeah, good guy. This game is definitely sure, no thanks, but God bless if you're into that. I should read that again. Thanks. Wait. Definitely is one.
Okay.
That's one option. Sure. No thanks, but God bless if you're into it. And then fuck that.
Okay.
Okay? So just
you
randomly...
suck.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Definitely.
Adopted rescue dogs.
Definitely.
Pro Tools.
What's the one where I don't give a shit about it?
Sure.
Sure.
Or no thanks, but God bless.
No thanks, but God bless.
E-22s.
Definitely.
U-47s.
Definitely.
The Doobie Brothers.
Fuck that.
Fuck that! Mr. Albini staying clear of China Grove. Okay, Tom Waits.
What's the one up from Fuck That?
Again? Yeah. Yeah, this is... No, I'm with you. No thanks, but God bless if you're into it.
No thanks.
Yeah.
God bless if you're into that.
I mean... I think because of his early career, I would be sure. But that later weirdo stuff is for the birds.
I
It's shocking for people when we go there. But
all of it missed me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Pitchfork Media.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with fuck that.
Okay.
Next question.
I was on the cusp between not caring about it and actively hating it. And I
yeah.
think
well, you know what got me? I've talked about this before, but they did that thing where they retroactively regraded records.
Yeah.
That was fucked. That was a mental patient thing to do.
I mean,
like when they downgraded shit was like, what do you do? What the fuck is the point of that? Like,
if
the world is coming to an end.
If you're going to do that, if you're going to do that, you owe it to your audience and history and the record itself to come with an article saying, we were so wrong about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Green Jello is terrible.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Grant, some of this I don't even know. Grant Achatz, what's that?
Achatz, I believe.
Grant Achatz.
Achatz.
Okay. What do we think?
Definitely.
Definitely.
He's a food guy, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Grant Lee Buffalo.
What's the one for, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No thanks, but God bless if you're into that. I think that would be safe.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Next question.
I feel like that's damning someone's life's work with ignorance on my part.
Sure. If you're not familiar, you can also pass.
It feels unfair.
You can pass.
I'm gonna pass.
Dave Grohl.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
Everybody has to start somewhere, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay. Star Wars?
Enough already.
Yeah. Fuck that, right?
Next question.
Lord of the Rings?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. Pequods?
Tasty, a little pricey.
Is it? I don't worry about those things, you know?
Yeah.
How much could pizza possibly be?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go with sure.
Sure.
That might be my first sure.
Mr. Beef.
Sure.
Into the shores. Orange Amps, the brand Orange Amps.
Strong demarcation between the 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
Matthews made Orange amplifiers from the UK and then the revived brand from the 2000s onward. Strong demarcation. We have a definitely and a sure.
Okay, so there is a big difference.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews?
Are you...
Is it Dave Matthias? I think that might be his name.
What do you think in general about...
Are there any black metal people here? Is it Dave Matthias? Yeah.
What do you think in general of like reissued amps? Like, because I've got a Fender Princeton that I'm using on stage. That's a reissue from recently, and I wouldn't know if I would be able to tell any difference.
Yeah, I have. Given my profession, I'm a recording engineer. I have worked with a lot of old amplifiers and a lot of new amplifiers made to be like old amplifiers, and you can't fool Mother Nature. You really can't. All the reissued stuff, some of it is okay,
mm-hmm.
but none of it is. None of it is built the same way. None of it uses the same components. None of it has the luxury of having survived as a treasured piece of equipment over a long period of time. So, like, basically nothing new sounds old.
So you believe in the good, the vintage gear. You're a vintage gear guy. It's not just for looks. It's not just for, like, collectors. But you
This is an involved discussion that I don't want to have on stage.
I don't either.
But
I don't know why I'm going down this road. I don't care.
You're a fucking psycho to ask me this question.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm going to... But
we'll cut your mic as soon as it becomes unbearable.
On the premise that there are 100 identical amplifiers made in 1963.
Right.
And most of them are okay. Some of them are awful. Two or three are really fantastic. Those two or three are going to be... maintained meticulously by the people who make their living with them and who love them, and they're going to survive a long period of time because they were the good ones.
Right.
The pounding.
There's the great filter, the great filter of crap. Nobody has a 40-year-old PV amplifier.
Right.
Well, actually, that's not true. Everybody has a 40.
Gorilla?
Every single musician. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they have a switch on the front that says tube stack. Yeah,
no, right.
Fantastic.
All right, back to the list. We'll get off amps here. Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah, definitely.
Peg Boy?
Definitely.
WGN?
What's the one that's one up from Fuck It?
God Bless.
God Bless.
Yeah. WTTN.
God Bless.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
God Bless.
Which one's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me?
That's the one you don't like with the...
That's the...
That's the one I like.
What's that?
That's the mock game show.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that one, that show? That's a fuck that for me. The laughs that those people get drive me insane. Like, it's like that if I had just said, like, fish are wet.
Holy cow.
Like, what is George W. Bush? What does the W stand for? Weirdo? Peter Sagal. I was in St. Paul at the home of where they do the Prairie Home Campaign with that creep Garrison Keillor. And it took me all my might to not make that a big thing during the show.
It's always the low-key guys that are sex pests.
All I did was send her an email that contained a picture of my pubic hair. I don't see what the big deal was, but I guess you can't have female friends at work.
I'm doing the sound effects. The sound effects.
And our musical guest, the Christmas sweater.
Oh, the following segment is brought to you by oatmeal. Yeah. If you'd like to stick your finger in my ass, see me in the green room. Bob Odenkirk had the funniest remark about that Prairie Home Companion. He's like, it's like nostalgia for something that no one remembers. Okay, last one. Husker Du.
Definitely.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Mr.
Holy shit!
There were some meatballs in there. There were some real meatballs in there.
I know. I would have done the list very differently, but I've been very busy.
But there were also things that I've literally never thought about before.
Good. So. Does anybody have one for Steve? An off-the-cuff question they wanted to ask. Get his scale. Get his list. Parquet courts.
What's the one where I don't know or give a shit about that thing?
I think that's just the pass or the sure or the no thanks. But it can't be no thanks.
I've heard they're good.
I have one. Urge Overkill? No. I have another one. But what's Urge Overkill?
Yeah, fuck it.
What were they? They did that. Neil Diamond cover. That's the only thing I know. What about?
That's you're in a very large population there.
What about Spotify?
Is there one below? Fuck that.
Whoa. Now, are you a person that differentiates streaming from Spotify, or do you have
specifically? Spotify has engaged in the practice of forming a trust with major record labels, whereby the exploitation of the artists benefits Spotify and the major record labels without paying anything of significance to the artists. Other streaming services also pay meagerly, but they have not engineered it into a profit-sharing arrangement with the record labels to the extent that Spotify has. And my bands have removed all of their music from Spotify. Yeah. Spotify is a patently evil company, and they do harm to the music scene, and they are callous about it, and they I
agree with that.
You may be smart.
Thank you for saying that and for being eloquent about it. I feel like it's a battle I have lost personally. I feel like I can't like too many people have just like decided they can't live without it, and it affects, you know, how the label. My label is just a small little label, and they're just like, we can't just take it off. Like, we can't do it. If I really made them do it, we could do it. But I'm just not Neil Diamond or Neil Young.
Yeah, everybody.
I can't.
Everybody has a threshold where that's like, you know, that's actually going to cost me something. You know, and I totally understand the practicalities of needing or wanting your music to be out in front of an audience, and that's the largest audience. I get it. I'm I'm soothed by the notion that all of these streaming services are a temporary solution to an information blockage, and in a relatively short period of time, I believe they'll all be obsolete, and there will be something else that supplants them that won't be so exploitative. But for the moment, streaming is basically radio.
Yeah,
and radio never paid anything, and radio is always brutally corrupt. And
do you think? Do you foresee? And I ask you this because I do. A period in the near future, maybe it's happening now, where AI is beginning to wholly create music on its own, and then that becomes like the garbage that you hear at the mall.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, if you on the premise that most music is awful, it's relatively easy to create awful music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just it's algorithmic, it's numbers, it's math.
Or you take taste factors that people have already, you know, like deemed acceptable or good, and then you like jumble them together. I mean, there have been a lot of experiments with that. There was a thing called the Music Genome Project that was the technical origins of the Pandora music system, where people listened to music and rated it on you know some large number of categories.
Up to
100 things like. Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, minor key melodic, minor key amelodic, minor key tonal, major key, you know, like all of these different aspects of the music were rated and given a score, and then similarly scored music was then played algorithmically played as part of stream. So like for example, if you entered the perfect seed for the Pandora engine was television's Marquee Moon, because every single song that it recommended after that was pretty good.
Right.
Strikingly, a terrible seed for the Pandora engine was Black Sabbath, because you got a couple of Black Sabbath songs, but you got a lot of trash.
Right.
You
know. Yeah, metal, like just 80s metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of yeah. Or you get Ozzy and what's her name doing Winter Wonderland? What was that one? What was that, Vic? Hey, Vic, wake up.
I was looking for a drop.
Snow bells ring.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was Ozzy and Jessica Simpson.
No. Yeah, I mean, I think you can see that happening with music. I think you could probably, like, the data that Netflix is getting about what people watch, you could easily start making, like, true crime dramas with fully AI. Anyways,
you gotta play. You can play that for Steve. Play that.
What is this?
Listen to this. That's the Prince of Darkness.
He can really hold that note. Like,
we don't have the video of it though, right?
Oh yeah, we got it.
They have like a supercomputer set up in the studio for that thing, that engine, that audio engineer.
Go back a little bit. Take it from the very top.
They brought Ozzy in from the street after he was flashing people in the streets. What he looks like.
They used Michael Jackson's hair and wardrobe people though.
He looks like Corey Feldman a little bit. No teeth. There's no teeth there, right? No teeth. Teeth have been fully removed.
Well, have to take all my teeth out. I can't sing anymore. I keep biting my tongue. Take my teeth out, please.
Sorry.
No. I have an extremely soft spot for Ozzy.
I'm sorry. Jeez. This got awkward. I apologize.
You were just mocking a disability.
It's okay. Oh.
You know what's funny is when people are in pain and suffering.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I shouldn't have done the shaking. Well, you're a poker player? Speaking of disabilities,
Can I play a sound effect and then he can say F that or
sure.
Okay. Mother!
Okay. That's the single most evil moment in music.
Really?
Danzig saying the word mother.
Yeah.
There's an informal dice game that some friends of mine and I play called Kariki.
Okay.
Right.
Cool guy alert.
And it's when you roll two dice and then you look under the cup and you declare the value of the dice that you just rolled, right? And in that game, different values of the dice have different nicknames, colloquial nicknames that are sort of regional. So, for example, double ones is snake eyes, right? Or evil eyes, or evil,
right?
Or Danzig, or mother,
mother.
So yes, and then double twos, of course, is Nixons.
Okay, yeah, I like this. I like this.
Double threes is Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts,
right?
Scouts honor.
Double fours is Walnuts. Can you? I'm asking you as a student of comedy.
Yeah.
If you can imagine
why
double fours is called Walnuts.
Something to do with testicles.
There was an episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show where he had a dream that all of his friends had been replaced by space aliens who subsisted on nothing but walnuts. But they had no thumbs. The space alien replacements had no thumbs, so they needed to keep humans around to crack the walnuts for them.
That's when a writer's room is out of ideas. They're like, let's have him have a dream.
Maury Amsterdam. Who knew Maury Amsterdam was like an early psychedelic experiment?
Yeah. Well, what are we doing, Matt? I feel like we have other... We have like a musical guest and
yeah,
stuff. I just want to check in on the time.
Yeah,
we can
check in with the audience. We
can let's
do one more and then maybe move
I'd say
on
one question for Mr. Albini, maybe from the Zoom room. Or
do you more drop?
Oh, you want more drops?
More drops.
The better, huh?
Tons of them.
When I'm back in Blake!
No good.
What's the very top one?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, you know what's annoying for me? I'm like a little agnostic on AC/DC. Like I think they're funny. I think it's generally funny music, maybe.
Okay.
Like it's silly. It's like very.
Yeah,
it's like
sure.
Self-consciously like it's it's like singing about big balls and like just. It's not. I hope they're not taking themselves seriously. I don't think they are, but maybe.
I think it's deadly serious to them.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, Malcolm Young is maybe the greatest rhythm guitar player ever to have lived.
And he never graduated school.
That rhythm section is bulletproof, and they made two absolutely perfect records.
Right.
With two different vocalists.
Right, yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, so I'm not anti-AC/DC, but our sound guy on the road here uses, what song does he use?
Back in Black.
Back in Black to like test
tune,
the speaker,
tune the
speaker. Is that a common song to do that
with? Yeah, it is a perfect recording, perfect rendering. The shocking thing is that the producer of that record is a guy named Robert Mutt Lang, right?
Sure, yeah.
And essentially every other record he's ever made has been garbage. Like, all of his records are these incredibly fluffily produced, very, like, manicured, Def Leppard, Shania Twain.
Hate the way those things sound.
Like, just, like, creamy, smooth, overbearingly pretty, like, mannered records.
Let's go, girls.
But those AC/DC records are simple and brutal and powerful and unlike any, like they must have had to strap him into a chair with a belt, you know.
Yeah, it's like how Phil Spector wasn't really involved in All Things Must Pass, they say. He was kind of came in and out. He didn't really
friend of yours?
Phil Spector?
how about this one?
Here I lie in a lost and lonely park.
Bee Gees?
Yeah. Okay, if you're into it.
Yeah, I never really got what was so great about the Bee Gees.
I mean, you know. David Bowie.
Did you say Bowie?
Did he ever come to you to record?
No, never
Bowie.
Crossed paths with him. I have friends who have worked with him and
he must
speak
have been
very highly.
I've
about
heard
him.
It is Steve Albini. He's supposed to be making great records. Can we get him on the record? I wonder if he would like to produce my next record.
Mick Jagger.
I like the way that he records drums, yeah? He's got a good ear for drums.
Wait, I got another one that I'm curious about.
I can barely see the road from the heat coming off.
Yeah,
we're running a little bit hot tonight.
All corny music has its charms, right? And some people elevate it to art. And, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a...
Are you familiar with the... I mean, clearly you are, but there are available, isolated tracks.
Oh, they have them. Right? The boys
have
them.
We have them all right here.
The David Lee Roth vocal performances. David Lee Roth isolated vocal performances are absolutely acrobatic.
Like, yes, there's, crazy.
It's otherworldly, the things he can do with his voice in service of some of the dumbest songs ever.
Yes, yes. You know. There was... I felt terrible, though, because...
He does a thing that is the... there's a thing called polytonal singing where you can split your voice and the harmonic of your voice creates a second pitch above or below, like the Tuvan throat singers do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are some classical disciplines where there's a nasal note and that creates a second tone. Anyway, he does that in almost every one of his like high shrieks.
Right.
His
voice. All right.
It's incredibly taxing like that. Like I'm surprised his vocal cords survived and he didn't end up hospitalized.
Well, I agree with everything there. I love David Lee Roth. There was this clip though that came up. I should send it to you guys, but it's him like from 20 years ago, which is now. I mean, it seems like a long time ago, but anyways, he was on the Howard Stern show with a 3-piece acoustic band. So he had an acoustic bass, an acoustic guitar, and a guy with bongos. Early morning, like 7 or 8 in the morning. And he was there to, like, do this medley of... And he was not in... You could feel him being, like, very embarrassed. Because that music does not sound good broken down into an acoustic experience.
Yeah, and I buy it.
He's just kind of like... It's very embarrassing. And he's not able to hit certain things. And
I'm going to hit you with one.
Go ahead.
Howard Stern.
Definitely.
Tim Heidecker, yeah. It was funny. It was really good. What a funny guy.
I mean.
It was hysterical. It was funny. It was really good.
Walked into that one. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I kind of have stopped listening for the most part. I think it's gotten a little. He might be past his due or whatever, but.
It's weird that you're sort of pining for the days of old Howard Stern. I was only ever exposed to Howard Stern in his sort of his ascent and his heyday when it was just nonstop mocking disadvantaged people and
strippers.
I would bend you over that. I would do you from behind.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't like. I never liked that.
That was it. That
really
was the whole show.
It wasn't.
Sucky. Lovey, lovey. Mommy, mommy.
The things that I loved about it were when
we
they
should
were
set you on the Sibian for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, oh, no, it
right.
was
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
stuff never appealed to me. But there was, I mean, it was a 4-hour show every morning, so I think there was great interviews. There was also like them talking about the interpersonal dynamics of the crew and the other people on the show. I thought were always really funny, and his stories about his own personal life and Does anyone agree with that? I need my audience here, but
yeah.
And his take on the news and his
take
on the...
For me, there was a gawking quality about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just dragging people in front of you to point at them.
Yes.
That made me hate him, his show, everyone that was... All of his supplicants, all the people that were...
Yes,
like,
a cult of personality.
The people that were tuned into that, like, yeah, let's make fun of short people.
Yeah.
I
hear you.
Something about it was just awful. And not... Yeah, awful in a way that didn't enlighten. I totally get being awful in service of an idea.
Right. But no, it was just, shock.
Yeah.
Shock and ratings and everything, but all right.
One more.
What you tell me!
One more. Go
ahead. Won't do what you tell me!
Yeah, very interesting that a a band that operated exclusively within the corporate system.
Yeah.
Would be presented as an anti-capitalist radical thing, you know, while playing the fucking State Farm Enormodome,
right?
You know, whatever. I think Tom Morello is an interesting guitar player. I think a lot of the themes of Rage Against the Machine's music were new to a lot of their audience,
yeah.
And I think there is some informational value to it.
Yeah.
The music left me fairly cold,
yeah.
But that's a taste. That's a matter of taste, and yeah. I don't think taste matters that much.
Bad of the ball,
George Thorogood. Also a guy whose values, his liberal values were so much a part of his act, but also operated within the major label system. So, the Delaware Destroyers destroy
message.
The capitalist oligarchy.
Do you know
course.
Why they're called the Destroyers?
I thought it was because they wanted to destroy the capitalist oligarchy, no?
George Thorogood sponsored a semi-pro baseball team called the Delaware Destroyers. And all the people in his band and his crew were the Delaware Destroyers baseball team.
Wow. They,
yeah.
So he was doing that before he was...
it was just simultaneous.
Okay. So,
I have heard a secondhand story that I have never made an attempt to verify.
Okay, we'll take that.
Okay.
You're not under oath?
I very much want this story to be true. George Thorogood was friends with Jacob Dylan... Bob Dylan's son in the band The Wallflowers, went to go see The Wallflowers play, went backstage to hang out. Bob Dylan is backstage. Jacob Dylan's father, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Famous songwriter, American
songwriter. Yeah, we're familiar.
Okay. Tim knows about him.
Yeah.
And
I'm like Bob Dylan in a lot of ways. I'm like Dylan.
And George Thorogood thinks, I can't pass up this opportunity. And so he makes his way over to Bob Dylan, who's by himself, and he's like, excuse me, I don't want to disturb you. I just wanted to tell you that your music has meant the world to me. And I really admire you in every
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm a musician myself. I know your son. I make records. My name is George Thorogood. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mostly do old rock and roll covers, things like Bad to the Bone.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dylan's eyes light up. And he says, oh, you're the worst.
I wish you would have said more like George Thoreau bad. That is amazing if he said that. I heard a good one. Did you hear this one that that Jacob Dylan... has his first album, The Wallflowers, big hit, you know, big massive success album, The Wallflowers, One Headlight and everything. And he invites his dad over to listen to it, and he gets it all set in this listening room, good speakers. He's like, I can't wait to play this for him, and it's a big moment for me. Plays him the album, and at the end, lights come up, and Bob says, sounds expensive. All right, well, Steve, we have to move the show along. I hate to say it. This was a blast.
Thank you for having me.
Get a hug. That was awesome, Steve. Thank you for... It's a little... I never know how to end anything. Was that too abrupt, or are you good? Okay. It's good.
It's too much fun.
It's too much to know, too much to learn from the great one. The Master, the Jedi. That's a Star Wars reference. All right, Matt, what are we doing?
All right, we're going to let the boys do a little drop concert for you,
idea.
If everybody's interested in that, while our next guest sets up.
And then we'll have a musical act after this, correct?
Yes. Fire Tools.
Fire Tools is in the house. Big, big moment for us in the show. So stick around. You can get up and... use the shitter if you want, or listen to the drop concert.
Daddy don't did it again. Daddy don't did it again. Daddy don't did it again.
give me some criticism, criticism, criticism.
Daddy don't do it.
Without further ado, fire tools.
Ah!
That was awesome. That was awesome. Woo! Fire tools. All right.